You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
Strong presence of Our World is Not for Sale in Geneva. The network Our World is Not for Sale, OWIMS, organized on Tuesday a tour through Geneva to denounce some agribusiness transnational criminals, Bungie, Cargill and Migros. Activists from different parts of the world who have been participating in all parallel activities to the 7th Ministerial of the WTO expressed once again their demands and denunciations outside the headquarters of these three big companies. In fact, OWIMS has a strong presence in Geneva these days, with activists from social organizations and movements coming from several parts of the world. Real World Radio interviewed Rangarirai Makhmetsa, member of Sitini organization in Zimbabwe, which is part of OWIMS. Sitini was created with the goal of informing African negotiators in terms of trade. Makhmetsa said that African activists have realized that the WTO is not the place where to generate the necessary conditions for economic development. Actually, the WTO impoverishes people, economies, especially those of Africa, he added. The Sitini member also said that Africa is being told what to trade, but the continent does not have the capacity to do so because trade rules are extremely unequal. We want to derail the negotiations, stated Makhmetsa. We don't want to see our countries signing agreements that will impoverish the people, farmers and women even more, said the activist.
Real World Radio is interviewing Rangarirai Makhmetsa. He's from Zimbabwe, from the organization Siatini, and also from Our World is Not for Sale, from OWIMS. Rangarirai, before anything, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us what Siatini, what's the organization focused on? What are the main issues of your work?
Siatini is an African initiative. It stands for Southern and Eastern African Trade Information and Negotiations Institute. We build the capacity of African trade negotiators because after the 1996 Singapore Ministerial Conference of the WTO, we realized that African countries were marginalized in trade negotiations. And Siatini was formed to build the capacity of the African trade negotiators so that they take a more effective role in the multilateral trading system. They also participate in trying to find out a solution to the problems that are affecting their countries. But we have realized that the WTO is not the place where countries can come and negotiate policies that will help them develop. The WTO has actually impoverished people. It has impoverished the economies, especially of African countries, because we are told that we have to trade, but we are not able to trade because of the policies that are so imbalanced. So we are seeing a lot of imbalance in the trade rules, and also in what we are being asked by the developed countries to do. So basically, this is what Siatini works on, and I'm happy to be in Geneva. I'm happy to be part of this demonstration. I'm happy to be part of Our World is Not for Sale network, because we stand for the people, we stand for what people want, we stand for what development should be, and we don't want to see the WTO.
As you said, we are in this march against this 7th ministerial of the WTO. Please tell me, Rangarirai, what are your main expectations of the social movements and social organizations meeting here?
The major expectation out of this ministerial conference, especially from us as the social movements and NGOs, is to derail the talks. Because what we don't want is to see our country signing on to agreements that will further impoverish people, that will further impoverish the farmers, that will further impoverish the workers, that will further impoverish the women, that will further impoverish just every ordinary citizen in the country. So I am happy that we are here and we will be able to derail the talks. I know, of course, this is not a negotiating conference, but we are cognizant of the fact that our ministers who are coming here may say something that is not good for us, and we are here to guard against that.
You talked something about what Rangarirai, you told us something about the main consequences of this neoliberal system of the WTO and all the free trade agreements in Zimbabwe and in Africa. Can you tell us about a bit more about that? Which are the ways that you suffer this kind of trade agreements and trade agreements which are negotiated in the base of the WTO?
The WTO, they ask us to liberalize our economies, that is to remove the tariffs, which are the only protection tools that we have on our economies. And by removing the tariffs, especially in agriculture, and also the tariffs on industrial products, and also the tariffs in all the other sectors of the economy, you realize that we are left with no option, but we are being flooded with cheap products coming from the European Union, which are so subsidized. Cheap products coming from the United States of America, especially in cotton, that is affecting cotton farmers. Right now, cotton farmers are not able to produce their cotton and sell it to the international market because there is a lot of cotton that is coming from the United States of America, where just about 25,000 cotton farmers are subsidized to the tune of $6 billion a year. That's a lot, and when our farmers are not even getting any subsidies from their governments. So you find that these policies, they are affecting the farmers and they are affecting everybody. So this is why we are protesting against the WTO.
Okay, Rangarirai Machimatse from Seatini, and our word is not for sale. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Real World News.